On the show today, we have CEO Awareness's very own Chris Lawrence talking about the latest in their Your Money Further, or their credit union awareness program through yourmoneyfurther.com. More consumers than ever are aware of credit unions, and now they're taking it to the next step. They're even considering credit. So all this data that they are acquiring is really being put to use now in a practical sense. So it's really, really exciting for credit unions out there as we get further and further along in this journey. So it's exciting. Always exciting having Chris on. So check it out. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Chris Lawrence from CU Awareness. Chris, how are you? Or credit union awareness, shall we say that instead?
They both work. I am doing fantastic. I'm very excited to be here. I love coming here because I continue to bring good news.
I know, so we like it.
It's true. And it's a great time to be a credit union.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. We love the positivity that you bring to us time and time again, Chris. So the topic today is obviously through the yourmoneyfurther.com website and all the campaign efforts that you guys are doing, more consumers than ever are aware of credit unions and considering credit unions. So give us a quick kind of a top level view of what's going on here. What's the latest and greatest, if I can get that question out?
Absolutely. Well, as most people probably are aware, the first iteration of this program was focused on raising consumer consideration for credit unions. And that was overcoming the two myths: I can't join. Mm-hmm. And if I did, it would be highly localized. And so through a paid digital effort in many states in the United States, we've been able to reach consumers when they're in market for a financial service. Really? And then begin to serve them paid digital ads on their own devices, you know, when they were ready, when they were thinking about buying a car, buying a house. And the idea was to get them to visit yourmoneyfurther.com to learn about a credit union.
Okay.
Not to sell them anything,
right.
Not to talk about interest rates, but to just say, there's an alternative out there. And here's what the alternative is, and here's why it's different.
Right.
And we were able to measure one of our KPIs, is measuring consumer consideration over a duration of time. And so since January of 2019, we had sort of a baseline, and we were measuring consumers considering credit unions as checking and savings account providers and as lenders. And I have to say, what's been the most exciting about this is, you know, we've only been live in about half of the United States over the full 3 years that the program has been out there.
Yeah.
And we've been able to move consideration 11 points in that opportunity. So, and just in like a flywheel effect, in just since the last measure, which was October of 21 to April of 22, we've moved it another 3 points.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. So now we're sitting at like 24 and 25. It's really exciting. And it kind of goes to show the power of when you get behind and you begin to bring consumers along, they begin to come along, and it becomes a lot easier to get their attention and point them to a credit union.
So what do you attribute that to? Is it the repetition of it? Is it the science behind the digital campaigns, or is it a combination, or what's the recipe that really works in this area? What's worked in this area? Obviously, because the digital is so powerful and so pliable, you can kind of adjust it on the fly type of thing. So what's been the secret sauce here that's been the success?
I'm going to say authenticity.
Okay.
You know, we're not out hyping something, some vaporware of some financial entity. We're talking about credit unions. And when we did our original survey in 2017, we found that 98% of consumers knew what a credit union was. So they could adequately describe. So people know what credit unions are. What they don't know is how to get to one.
Mm-hmm.
So when you begin to hit them with digital ads at the time that they're thinking about making a digital or making a financial transaction, what you've done is set the ball in motion that says, hey, check out a credit union. You're eligible to join a credit union. You should check out a credit union, and bringing them into that sort of your money further orbit where they can then become more educated. And the concept here is, digital is so specific, and digital allows us to reach many, many more people at a very efficient cost, that we're able to deliver lots of ads, not repetitively, not over and over again, but retargeting them to bring them back when they visited. We want to nudge them again and say, come back and check it out again.
Okay.
Which sort of leads us into the next phase of the program as we entered into year 4.
And to get them at the point of consideration is even more scientific to me. It's like, you know, you guys really have your lab coats on and really doing some specific work. How did you know? I mean, this is my ignorance here in the digital advertising arena, but how did you know you were at the point of consideration for these folks? And then so how do you, when you act from there?
Yeah. So when you can get the, so there's one thing about the ad being served. And the ad is not, you know, hey, coincidentally, I visited an auto to look at a car today. And next thing you know, I get an ad for a credit union.
Yes.
Our ads are not about credit unions to get them started. Our ads are about how to make your money work harder. Do you know what your money is doing for you? Do you know that you could become part of something bigger financially? So we're not talking to them about the car loan. We're talking about a big financial relationship mm-hmm. that they didn't know that they have the opportunity to be a part of. Bringing them into the Your Money Further sort of orbit begins to start telling them, yeah, they're great lenders and they have great interest rates, but there's so much more. Credit unions are so much more than that. Yeah. They're actually, you could be an owner. Like, there are no shareholders. There's mm-hmm. you.
Yep.
And any benefits, any profits are circulated back to you in the form of lower interest rates, mm-hmm. no fees, you know, all of the things that we eat, sleep, and breathe as credit union, you know, officials in our movement, mm-hmm. we know, but you have a gigantic piece of the population that doesn't know. 52% of Americans are not a member of a credit union.
Hmm. That needs to go up. Or no, wait, that needs to go down.
Well, yeah.
The membership needs to go up.
Exactly.
Right. I got them reversed. I apologize. So what are some factors in the latest release? I know there's a few factors that you guys kind of measured here. I know there's a really cool graph that you guys provided as well. So what are some factors?
Yeah, so we look at, you know, that top of mind consideration, that sort of, if I were to say to you, open a checking account, where would you do it? It's an open-ended question.
Okay.
And we get them to take whatever that top of mind consideration is or that top of mind thinking is, and they can list as many things as they want. What we're looking for in that measurement is not only can they remember that a credit union is an option for them, we also measure what's called ad recall. And it's not the campaign's ad recall, it's credit unions. It's, have they seen a credit union ad in the last 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
So it's combining those two factors and saying, great, we want you to think about credit unions, but do you remember seeing an ad from a credit union? And that's where the beauty of this sort of partnership is.
Okay.
We're reaching consumers digitally to sort of ring the bell and say credit union.
Yeah.
But it's the work that the credit unions are doing that says, here's a product, here's a service, here's who I am, here's how you join.
Got it.
These two things actually work together
right.
to bring that consumer into thinking, wow, I drive past that credit union every day.
Mm-hmm.
Or I got an ad for a car loan for a really great interest rate. I got another ad that said I was eligible to join. Let me put these two things together. And it takes time. This isn't something where you convince the world that suddenly the doors are wide open. This is 3 years of nudging and moving and, you know, prodding consumers along to give them the opportunity to think credit union.
Yeah. And it's that consistency, right? That consistency, that consistent message in there in many forms and in many channels to constantly be there. And then they act and the consumer acts. So yeah,
right.
So I get it. Totally get it. So what does this increase mean for credit unions kind of in the bigger picture here? What's your take on that?
So the bigger picture is this. We knew that the first 3 years was going to be focused on awareness and consideration.
Right.
And we knew that credit unions were looking for, they wanted to see people. They wanted to see leads. They wanted to see measurable impact at their level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking raising awareness for the brand credit union. That's great. But what is it doing? What's in it for me? The age-old marketing question, what's in it for me? And we were able to take both the knowledge from the digital campaign and the request from credit unions and combine those into the next step of this program. So if you haven't been to yourmoneyfurther.com lately, I sounded like Janet Jackson lately, there is there's a huge brand new website that's actually content focused.
Okay.
As well as the landing page for the digital campaign. So now instead of having one path to Your Money Further to learn about a credit union,
mm-hmm.
how about we have two paths? One is organic, so mm-hmm. it's search engine optimized with lots of articles and content about credit unions. Mm-hmm. So when I search on something like what's a credit union or how do I retire early, there are now articles, there's now content that is now served to that consumer. Right. And we know that when a consumer goes looking for information, they're 4.5 times more likely to spend more time on the website and 11 times more likely to take the action that we ask them to do, mm-hmm. which is find a credit union.
Yeah.
So the site is now optimized. So we've used that consideration and awareness data of how consumers act mm-hmm. to then take them and further that consumer journey and give them the content that they're looking for, mm-hmm. give them even more reason, and then give them the method or the technology to actually find a credit union. So we've got like a site on steroids now that's so much more measurable, and credit unions can actually see the consumer go from an auto loan click to an auto loan click on their website to be able to retarget and pixel and do all the things that they can do to mm-hmm. bring that consumer all the way in. So again, you're bringing somebody who's in the very, very top of the funnel. They're in the sort of the stratosphere mm-hmm. of, I think I want to buy a house, versus somebody who's like, wonder who's got the best interest rate. We're now serving both of those audiences, mm-hmm. but we're really focused on those, I think I want to buy a house, and bringing them all the way down so they can say, this credit union can help you buy the house and also help you keep your financial house in order and, you know, allow you to have financial freedom, you know, in what you're doing for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's that message. And then there's so much more. Yeah. So got it. And it's home buying season. So why not, you know, so when in Rome, go buy a house and get your loan through a credit union for sure. So good stuff here. What's the future plans for the rest of 2022 and 2023? If you can get your crystal ball out and let us know here, what's on the docket here for the rest of the year?
Yeah. So it's continuing to monitor what consumers. So the next piece of data that we haven't had is exactly when someone does an organic search, exactly what were they looking for?
Yeah.
Data point number one, what was the search term that got them to your money further?
Right.
We know what ad caught their attention and got them to click, but mm-hmm. what words were they using to get to your money further? Wow. So that's step one. Step two is, what did they do when they were on your money further? So they consumed one article, mm-hmm. but what else did they search on? What taxonomy, what terms did they use? Mm-hmm. And what terms did they use in the state of California versus the state of Florida versus the state of Kansas? How is that different? When you begin to start peeling that back and looking at, well, in December, the top terms searched in California, Kansas, and Florida are completely different from each other. I'm guessing. I don't know that for a fact. But what we want to be able to do is give credit unions who are participants in each of those states or any of the states that are part of the program, mm-hmm. their consumer-centric data points mm-hmm. that they can then use locally in their own marketing.
Yep.
So that's sort of data. And then we want to give them the consumers. Like, we want to be able to make the consumer traffic measurable because, you know, credit unions are awesome. But they still want an ROI. And it's like, well, I can give you that now because I can now show you that 50 consumers moved from your money further from out of thin air to your credit union. That's... 25 of them were looking for a car loan.
Yep.
You know, it's like, I want to say ta-da, but, you know, there's a lot more work that has to happen there because they have to be retargeted and pixeled and all of the fun things that you do as a marketer.
Right.
But now you have something tangible to say, my investment in this program delivered X.
Yeah, that's the proof in the pudding right there. Sorry to be so scientific in my terminology, but that's...
we've never taken the ball off of consideration. That's the whole, that's still our number one thing to do is to get them to consider a credit union. It's just propelling them further down the funnel to get them to choose and act upon joining a credit union.
It's amazing how precise you can be in today's, I guess, marketing campaigns and things like that, how precise the digital allows you to do that and to really just filter down to almost the singular individual and what they're looking for. So gosh, it must be, your job must be like, you're like a private detective or something like that. You know, it's really cool, you know, or you're half detective, half scientist. How about that?
I'll take it. And then there's the other part where we've got to get credit unions to become participants.
And that too.
You know, what you don't want to have is all of this work engaging with consumers and then them getting to a funnel and going into the oblivion where there's nobody there to catch them, you know, where you've just built up this amazing brand and then you don't have anybody on the other end. And so that's the other part of our job, is getting in front of credit unions and saying, how do you today use your website to bring in new members?
Yeah.
How today are you expanding your membership? And let us show you how these different features and functions connect to that. Because we don't want to be an other. We don't want to be this thing that's running out here all by itself. Mm-hmm. We want to be an integrated thing that's part of what you're doing, so that you can say, I got this from my radio ads, I got this from print ads, and I got this from Your Money Further, all working together to be able to say, my marketing investment is paying me back, or giving me an ROI that I can physically measure.
Yeah, all that data will help with their messaging for sure. So good stuff. All righty, sir, Chris, I know you got a lot on your plate. So thank you so much for your time once again today. Always coming on the show with great news, positive news. So we always enjoy that. And you're keeping that needle moving forward. So that's even better. That's the icing on the cake there, sir. So thank you so much. Appreciate it, Chris.
Thank you. Take care.
All righty.